This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In studio coming up at noon. He's a big Yankee fan, so we'll be able to talk to him about some Yanks. I don't know about the home run derby. We'll see if you paid attention to that or what he thinks of the All-Star game and Soto, but we'll have some fun talking with Damian Priest. You got SummerSlam coming up at MetLife in just a few weeks. But more so, I wanted to talk to him because of his Yankee fandom, so we'll test him out and see how legit a Yankee fan Damian Priest is. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. The other thing that I saw from yesterday was Eugenio Suarez being written about in the Post by John Heyman, and Heyman called him the clear-cut best choice for the Yankees. I could not disagree more. Suarez made some comments yesterday saying he would be. I don't want to misquote him, but basically somebody asked him about what it would be like playing for the Yankees, and he talked about Yankees always win, blah 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 blah. So clearly he seemed open to it. And by the way, on that front, Byron Buxton shutting down any rumors of a possible trade, saying he would not waive his no-trade clause. So you could forget him if you're a Met fan thinking about Byron Buxton and the idea of getting him in center field. He doesn't want to leave the Twins. I know. I'm shocked, too. He wants to stay in Minnesota and be a loser with the Twins? Okay. Sorry. Moving on. Next target. But anyway, Buxton, so he's ruled out. You could take his name out of the trade rumors. And Eugenio Suarez would be right in the thick of the trade rumors and maybe at the top of the list for most. I'm not saying he's a bad player. I'm saying that I don't think he's a good fit for the Yankees. Now, he's better than Peraza, obviously, at least offensively, significantly better. But do the Yankees need another 30 home run hitter? Is that what they need? A guy who strikes out a ton but is going to hit with power? Yeah, it's daunting on paper. The Yankees already have a very difficult lineup to navigate through when it's aligned the right way. Dominguez, Judge, Bellinger, Stanton, Jazz. Like, that's their lineup of big boppers. They don't need another one. Matter of fact, I would argue that that's the last thing they need. I'd rather them make a big acquisition in both the bullpen and starting rotation before they went and got a big bat. They need a third baseman, no doubt about it. And by the way, we keep overlooking the shortstop aspect of it, and the reason is because, well, Volpe's shown some signs before, well, because he's their guy. Cashman made it clear they're not looking upgraded short, but that actually might be a bigger problem than...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Third base. Might be. And my thinking is that if they went and got Suarez, what I would do in that case is then you move Peraza to short, and at least you shore up defensively shortstop. You don't need the offense from Volpe. If you have Suarez, you certainly don't need the offense from Volpe, so I'd want more defense up the middle, and Peraza would give you that. And maybe that's part of their plan or part of their thinking. I doubt it. I don't know that to be the case. But if I'm the Yankees, I want a sure-handed third baseman who's going to put the bat on the ball. Bring a different element. Not somebody who's going to hit 30 home runs and strike out a ton. All right, back to the All-Star Game stuff. 888-808-1019. All-Star Games tonight. But no Soto, no Sal. I'm boycotting. Matt is in New City. What's up, Matt?
What's going on, Sal? Before I get to the All-Star Game, just a quick thing about the Home Run Derby. So I have 6 and 8-year-old boys. You know, they're getting into baseball and, you know, get all excited for the Home Run Derby. Mm-hmm. We sit down, and even my 6-year-old's like, well, where's Judge? Where's Ohtani? Where's Schwarber? And also, I couldn't even explain the rules to them. It was so confusing. They have a split screen that even after 5 minutes, I was like, yeah, let's just watch wrestling or something. This is awful.
You know, you make a good point, Matt. For a few minutes, I did put it, because I know I had Damian Priest coming in at 12. I threw on Monday Night Raw, and that was more entertaining than some of the nonsense that I saw about on social media with the All-Star game. You're right. And Hoff was just telling me about this. His son was into it a little bit, trying to watch Jazz. At least there's a local tie. But if you're going to have a home run derby, you got to have the best home run hitters and the biggest stars in the game. And what good is it without Schwarber or Judge or Ohtani?
And I'm not that much younger than you, but like as a kid, I would watch Bonds and Griffey mm-hmm. and McGuire and Sosa, and it was very easy to follow. You had 10 outs, you hit as many home runs. They weren't up for 10 hours with water breaks. It was good. Why wouldn't MLB keep it simple? 10 outs, nobody's at risk of getting hurt. It's the pageantry of seeing the best guys come out. Kids could follow. Like they just get in their own way, and that's part of my point with Juan Soto. Now, I know you jumped on the other caller's neck. You know, I'm saying he's unlikable, not in a way that I'm defending it. He should be an all-star, and I'm a Yankee fan, and I root for Juan Soto to strike out every at-bat because I'm very hurt, but he should be in the all-star game, and Major League Baseball this is another example. They just can't get out of their own way.
Matt, let me just say something, because you said you jumped down the caller's throat before. I didn't say that Soto would be unlikable from a fan standpoint. The fans did not vote Soto in, but that's not what I'm talking about. The players didn't vote him in. So for our last caller who I was yelling at saying he was just obviously a hurt Yankee fan that wouldn't admit it like you, which is fair. Like I would be hurt too. I get it. And eventually you'll move on and maybe the Yankees are better off without him. Sure, you can make those arguments. But for now, to say that Soto's not liked by his peers because he chose the money, that is where I had an issue. That's totally different than you or somebody else not liking him because he spurned the Yankees to take the most money with the Mets.
Well, I'm glad you didn't yell at me because I had a whole comeback for you about being afraid of a snake all planned out. So I'm glad we kept it cordial, Sal.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the call, man. Hey, look, all you tough guys out there that get on me for not wanting to deal with the snake, I'll give you the address. You come hang out. I'll give you some Surfside. You get that snake the hell out of my backyard. How about that?
Oh, you don't want to deal with the snake? What are you, a wussy man?
Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact. I ran the other way. My wife's out there going, where is it? Let me take a picture. I think it looked at me. But obviously, Soto could be unlikable from the fans' perspective. That's understood. That wasn't what I was saying before. The caller called up and said Soto's unlikable because he took the most money. And I assume, or not I assume, I thought he meant he was talking about from the players, because the players are the ones who did not vote Juan Soto in as a reserve. That, to me, is laughable because every one of those players would take the most money and would want the most money, and they just don't want to admit it, which is even more why I love Juan Soto. At least he admits it. Whether we were serious, joking, I have no idea, but you know what? 120 grand, if he wants to make it like it's a big deal, so be it. Yeah, it's a lot of money. Most players are like, oh no, I want to just go out there and represent my team. And I hate to break this to you, because you got to remember, you know, there is a difference. As much as we here at The Fan in front of the mics are fans, or behind the mics, whatever, are fans. When there is an element when you cross over, you hear things and you learn things, and it's just the things that sometimes I hear would, like, they crush the fan in me. Crush the fan in me. So don't be so naive the way that I was, although that can be a good thing, keeping your head in the sand a lot about a lot of things, which I do. But don't be so naive to think that whoever it may be is just happy to be representing the city and the team that he plays for. Like, it's always about the money. Always. There are certain few that money's not the primary thing, but it's always about that. So Soto's going to get a bad rap because he admits it when almost every other player out there is feeling the same exact way, but they just won't admit it. I respect the honesty. Justin is on Long Island. What's up, Justin?
So, your outrage on Soto is preposterous because the guy's been playing basically 162 games every season. He finally gets about 4 days rest here. Maybe it'll motivate him going forward. Guy's making $750 million. He's won a World Series already, so what other motivation is there? Maybe this will push him into the second half.
Yeah, but
it's only good for us.
Do you think he
stay in the game doesn't matter?
Do you think he needs motivation? I'm not worried about Soto and his motivation. I'm talking about baseball making a wrong here. Baseball got this one wrong.
Well, at the end of the day, it's better for the Mets overall. We don't need. Who cares about the All Star game?
Yeah, but why is
Lindor the second half?
Why is Lindor playing in the All Star game? You don't care about it. Why is Pete Alonso playing it? What about Edwin Diaz?
Lindor's finally playing. This is the third, fourth year. He gets snubbed every other year.
Okay.
And look at what he did the second half last year. MVP.
But I don't understand your point. Why couldn't Juan Soto be selected and still had a big second half?
Oh, he absolutely could. But you're saying that you're boycotting the game.
Yeah.
This is probably a good thing overall for the Mets. The guy gets 4 days of a rest for the first time in his career.
Justin, let me ask you something. Who do you think could use the rest more, Soto or Lindor?
I think every guy could use the rest. And
the answer is
Jose Ramirez decided not to play because he wanted to focus on
Justin, that happened with Soto. But that's not
then it'd be nuts.
You're not making any sense, and thank you for the call, Justin. We appreciate you checking in. If you're worried about the rest and saying that it's a good thing for the Mets because Soto's not selected, that's a fair point to have. Like, hey, Sal, you know what? I'm happy that Soto's not selected because I don't want him risking injury. I don't want him wasting any energy out there. I want him rested up for the second half. What about Francisco Lindor, who's had the issue with his foot, you know, after getting hit with the pitch, plays shortstop every day, wants to play 162 games. You're not worried about him getting rest? Like, if that's your theory, then you don't want any participant from any team that you root for partaking in the All-Star game, or any player partaking in the All-Star game, which is fair. But that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm not saying that there aren't benefits to not being invited to the All-Star game. There might be. He gets to rest. He gets to spend some time with his family. Sure. That's besides the point. I'm talking about baseball committing a blatant wrong by not having one of the game's biggest stars who deserved or earned his way into that game. I don't know about deserve. That's a sometimes tricky word to use. But he earned his way into that All-Star game with his performance. Look at the numbers. Not to mention his history. Ken is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Ken?
Hey, what's up, Sal? Can you hear me?
A little bit. Go ahead, Ken. Let's try it.
All right. First of all, I think you'd take BT in a wrestling match.
Thank you. I think so, too. Got to get back to the gym, but I appreciate that.
And then also, I think I would take you in a opening Topps 1986 pack of cards game, which I'm happy to take the challenge.
Oh, all right. Well, I am the two-time defending baseball card World Series champion, but I appreciate that.
No, clearly I listen to your show. I was calling to say something about Juan Soto, but real quick, talking about the Home Run Derby, it reminds me a little bit. So I'm 54 years old, of the dunk contest where back in the day it was Michael Jordan, Dominique Wilkins, blah, 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 and they all stepped aside. And so you're not seeing the best dunkers, perhaps. And I also think the snub reminds me a little bit of Caitlin Clark, and I'm not a WNBA fan as far as, like, I don't watch it, but it's kind of like, why wouldn't you have taken Caitlin Clark and put her in the game? They need Soto. But my real point ultimately was going to be, I think you can take BT. You know, no, my real point was going to be that I don't think taking the money means that you don't care about baseball, right? I think he's both.
Right, that's exactly right. It's not a crime, Ken. You make an excellent point, and thank you for the call. We got a break, so I let you go there, but we do appreciate the kind words and appreciate your support as a listener. It is not a crime for a player to want more money. That's life. God bless him. The more the merrier. We'll see what happens with Pete Alonso if he opts out, or Edwin Diaz, and maybe they go elsewhere for more money. Who knows? We'll find out. But it's not a crime for a player to want more money. It also does not mean that just because Juan Soto wants more money or took the most money or talks about money, that he doesn't love the game. I'll take Juan Soto's passion for the game up against anybody. Anybody in the sport. That's why he's a sound investment. If you're ever going to invest big money long term, you want to invest in a guy who you know has a desire to be great. Has a desire to be one of the best, loves what he does. There is no doubt about Juan Soto and his love for the game and his care to be one of the best ever. And that's why you make that investment. Well, just because he loves the money, you see Juan Soto out there not giving his all every single at bat? Not care. You think Juan Soto doesn't care about the results? He absolutely does. If he didn't, then it'd be a different story. Then we would be saying, ah, this guy just took the money, and now he's mailing it in, which we've seen with other athletes before. That's not the case with Soto. BT and Sal on the fan, BT on vacation. We'll get to the Jets when we come back, and Garrett Wilson. Also, continue your calls about the All-Star game and the Soto snub. No Soto, no Sal. I'm boycotting. 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.